first off, congratulations on the numbers you put up today and getting a chance to play. Just tell me, before we talk about the game itself, how'd you feel?
I appreciate it, man. I felt amazing. I want to give all glory to God, the man above. You know, it wouldn't even be here in this opportunity without him. And I feel great. Just some details I got to clean up, you know, watch film. And after I get to watch film, then see what I can clean up and get better at. And then however I can contribute to help this team win games, that's what I want to do. And I want to be the best player on and off the field that I can be. But I felt great out there today. Just some details I got to clean up.
A little more room than your average indoor football league game?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, indoor to outdoor, it's way different. It's way different. You know, a lot more space just in general. So it's definitely different. And it feels good to be back outdoor. It feels good to be back outdoor and, you know, being able to run with a whole bunch of space. And, yeah, it feels amazing.
Offensively, you got the ball moving in the first quarter. It must have been great to kind of to get rolling and build up some confidence early in the football game.
Most definitely, and that's what we want to do as a team, you know, start fast, accelerate through the middle, and then finish strong. And like I said, you know, I feel like we started fast, and, you know, there's some things we can get better at offensively as a team and as an offense. So, like I said, you know, we'll be back to work. We'll be back to work tomorrow, get in the film room, see where we can clean up the details, and see what we can do different and better just to be able to come out on top.
Yeah, Shannon, I'm wondering from your perspective what changes or what, you know, does it really get emphasized even more about, you know, the task at hand about making a football team when you got another game coming up and you only got really about, two full days on the field to prepare for it?
Right. You know, it's a mental thing, and you know what I'm saying? You just got to take advantage of every opportunity. You know, it's a blessing just to be able to get this opportunity that we have as athletes playing in the CFL. So it's a great opportunity. It'll be a quick turnaround, but, you know, the Lord, he won't give nothing to us that we can't handle. So, you know, it's just back to work, you know, put our head down, stay mentally locked in, and, you know, get back to work. And it'll be a quick turnaround, but we'll be prepared for it. We got a great coaching staff that'll get us prepared. So.
And, you know, I want to talk about the last drive and the fight that I think you showed as an offense to get that game to one possession and, you know, get that short kick, you know, be able to get a short kick attempt anyway. But that was good. But I think I want to tie that into what you're talking about is just maybe being a little bit more consistent. If you were a little more consistent in that second half, you wouldn't have to maybe scramble like you did, even though that was a pretty impressive scoring drive.
Most definitely. And that's one thing that this team is going to stand on. Is finishing strong regardless of what the score is. You know, we're gonna finish the game strong. That's just what we do. So you know, we don't really worry about the time. We know we got a possession and we got the ball, so we gotta go score with it. You know, we don't get caught up in the stats and things like that. We're gonna finish the game regardless of what the score is. So that's just what this team does.
Last one for me. Anything surprise you in this game this afternoon? How difficult was it waiting out halftime?
It really was no surprises. I feel like I prepared pretty good for this opportunity that we got today. Still a lot of things to clean up, a lot of small details I gotta look at and film to clean up and just be the best player I can be. But there was no surprises. You know, they play hard, both teams. We play hard, they play hard. You know, we just got to clean up some mistakes that we made and just some small details. But no surprises. You know, it was a great opportunity. It's a blessing just to be able to be out here and play this game today. So we'll get back to work, get in the film room, and do what we need to do to be a successful football
team. And halftime, did you guys get any food in there or anything? I imagine you're pretty hungry right now.
Yeah, we got some good snacks in here. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, we got some oranges, some apples, some Gatorade, good. Yeah, we got some good snacks, you know.
Excellent. Shannon, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Most definitely. Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.